For as long as I've been reading and writing and learning about grammar, I don't remember ever spending much time thinking about the difference between the words if and whether. They do come up in grammar conversations sometimes. I have heard people complaining from time to time that other people were using these words incorrectly. But their objections were always poorly articulated, unclear, and to me, pretty uninteresting. Plus, I've never seen anyone have any real problems with these two words. If and whether seem to flow pretty naturally from writers of all levels, even writers who struggle with other matters. So I've never cared much about whatever issues these two words supposedly present. Recently, however, I finally got the nudge I needed to look into them. I came across the website Lit Reactor, where John Gingerich, an editor of O'Dwyer's magazine, had a post titled, 20 Common Grammar Mistakes That Almost Everyone Makes. Most of the 20, he got wrong. Many of them the same old tired myths that won't die, stuff I've written about and researched and talked about many times over. But in the middle of these famously wrong superstitions was one I haven't been over dozens of times. Here's what Gingerich wrote. Quote, many writers seem to assume that whether is interchangeable with if. It isn't. Whether expresses a condition where there are two or more alternatives. If expresses a condition where there are no alternatives. E.g., I don't know whether I'll get drunk tonight. E.g., I can get drunk tonight if I have the money for booze. And there it was, a way that, allegedly, people use if wrong. But when I started researching this, I was surprised at how little support there was for this position. Not only do the major usage guides disagree, but even some of the stuffiest old stickler guides don't support this view. For example, Theodore M. Bernstein's The Careful Writer, a popular source for fans of overstated language prescriptions, does not support this idea. And not surprisingly, when we check some dictionaries, we see that the words if and whether have plenty of overlap. Most notably, they can both introduce a clause after a verb like ask, doubt, know, learn, or see. For example, after know, you can use whether to introduce a clause, I don't know whether I'll get drunk tonight, or you can use if in its place, I don't know if I will get drunk tonight. They're both 100% grammatical, according to American Heritage Dictionary and a whole bunch of other highly credible sources. Obviously, there are times when one word or the other sounds more natural. In particular, if doesn't seem as well suited as whether in a lot of sentences. Think about the sentence, it's important to ask whether you will be able to speak after the surgery. In that sentence, if you take out whether and replace it with if, the whole sentence could be a little ambiguous. It's important to ask if you will be able to speak after the surgery. In that example, it sounds as though the if clause is setting up a condition for the other clause, which is not what we meant. So perhaps it is best to use if with some care, but really, it doesn't require much. If and whether come pretty naturally to most of us. And contrary to what confused people might say, there's no reason to worry about them.